This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world too via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, police, hospital and EM room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, we have Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there and check out all the different things he has to offer and listen to his podcast. And good morning, Frank. Yep, they're out there, and they're very happy this morning. Okay, thanks, gang. They're very happy this morning because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won. And they are celebrating. And boy, what a game that was, 31-29. Holy cow. A minute 24 left, Brady takes them down the field. They kick a field goal with 7 seconds to go. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Let's do it.
Okay, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was formed and established on Judeo-Christian practices. And, Frank, today is September 10th, tomorrow is September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, also called the 9/11 attacks, which was when a series of airline hijackings and suicide attacks committed in 2001 by 19 militants associated with the Islamic extremist group Al-Qaeda against targets in the United States, the deadliest terrorist attacks on American soil in U.S. history.
Yeah, I'm gonna go a step further. I don't think they were extremists. They were devout Islamofascists.
Mm-hmm.
And their efforts were to establish Islam around the world and to send shockwaves through the free world. And I will say this, they did send shockwaves, but they also started an awareness movement around the world about exactly what Islamofascism is all about. And it's about death, destruction, conquest, and terrorism.
Yep. And the attacks against New York City and Washington, D.C. caused extensive death and destruction, triggered an enormous U.S. effort to combat terrorism. Some 2,750 people were killed in New York, 184 at the Pentagon, 40 in Pennsylvania, where one of the hijacked planes crashed when the passengers attempted to retake the plane. And all 19 terrorists died, too. Now, police and fire departments in New York were especially hit hard as hundreds had rushed to the scene of the attacks with more than 400 police officers and firefighters killed. Remember the 343 FDNY firefighters who went up those steps?
Oh, absolutely. And then that's one of the reasons that I believe that the defund the police effort is so egregious.
Yeah.
You know, 20 years ago, people were walking up and thanking police officers and firefighters, Port Authority police officers. They were thanking them for what they do because they saw on a day like that that they ran to the emergency. They ran into the buildings. They tried to save people in the buildings, going into their certain death. And 20 years later, the first responders are getting beaten up and attacked and intellectually violated by a group of activists that have no idea what happened 20 years ago.
Right.
It's stunning, the turnaround.
And here's the other thing that people don't understand. We lost 2,750 people that day, okay? Since then, we've had 3,900 people die due to illnesses that were picked up at the World Trade Center or the Pentagon, and it's not even being discussed. That's 3,900 plus 2,750. That's the death toll.
Yeah, and this is mostly first responders again that are suffering from this from utter destruction caused by an aggressive extremist ideology, a devout Islamofascism that is now reconstituting in Afghanistan because of the current administration's failure and withdrawal. So 20 years later, the threat is still here, and it's even more potent because the people who pulled it off are now better trained, better equipped, and better suited to be aggressive because of their alliances in the world. So all of the souls that died that day,
yep,
the civilians, the first responders, where are we now?
Yeah. And by the way, I want to say good morning to George, the Godfather. He was there that day. Was one of the survivors in the World Trade Center, and he's chiming in, and I'll see him somewhere along the course of the next day or two, somewhere in my travels, because I'm going to be doing a lot of different things. Starting today, I'll be talking at a luncheon over at the Bel Air Country Club with the Bel Air Women's Republican Club. It's a general honor, all the First Responders Day. There'll be several people that were there at the World Trade Center that day. So, Frank, you hold on. And, folks, when we come back, I've got some audio lined up here of what happened that day. It's not all that bad, but people need to hear and be reminded of what took place on September 11th and listen to some of the heroes. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome.
Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Roger P. Shulman, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you there, Roger P., for doing that for us. And you know, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan up there in Newport Richey and Crystal River and Nissan and Acura side by side on Florida Avenue in Tampa and the new dealership that's coming. I can't tell you about yet, but I will when I can. It's just amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast. I'm talking about all the way up 95 and up to the Canadian border up 81. I'm talking also about the Midwest, the upper Midwest, and way out west as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. And their motto, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, is exactly what they operate on 7 days a week. Make sure you check out the all-new Rogue, too. You're going to love it. The hottest SUV in the market. The inside of that Rogue is now as big as the Murano. I'll guarantee you that one. Now, it starts with Moss Care, which gives you free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. You can't beat the selection at Moss, over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles. And don't forget, trade-ins, guess what? Clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price right now. So take advantage, upgrade you right now. Maybe you want to find out what your vehicle's worth. You might be surprised. You might really be surprised. So Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get great care taking care of you. Remember, their locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and a brand new one coming up north. Can't tell you where yet. Can't tell you. Online. Find them online at Moss, MAUSNissan.com. Moss, MAUSNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that is going to open some doors and some windows, too, for you. All right, back to Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Welcome back again, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
All right, I'm going to play something right now for a couple minutes just to let the people understand a little bit more about September 11th. These are actual audio clips of not only people that were in airplanes saying goodbye to their loved ones, but also the dispatchers trying to find out what happened to the planes, as well as some of the firefighters on the ground and some of the fire ground activity. This is all a combination of stuff, so here we go.
American 11, are you trying to call?
The cockpit is not answering the phone. Our number one has been staffed, and our five has been staffed.
Okay, I'm going to call from Washington. I have a situation with American 11, a possible hijack.
What's going on, Betty? Aircraft is erratic again. Problem, very erratic. Betty, talk to me. Betty, are you there? Betty? Betty? The plane, this is the World Trade Center.
What?
The 737?
It what?
Like the World Trade Center.
Who are you talking to? Oh, God. Oh, my God.
United 175, New York. We have some problems over here right now. We might have a hijack over here, two of them.
Jules, this is Ryan. Listen, on an airplane that's been hijacked. If things don't go well, I'm looking good. I just want you to know, I absolutely love you. I want you to do good. So happy to time. Same to my parents and everybody. And I just totally love you, and I'll see you in Chester. Bye, babe.
So both towers are now.
Okay, I got an aircraft out east of the White House.
Hello?
Crystal City, just north of Crystal City.
Just to the north of your town.
Yeah, stop all departures.
Pentagon just got hit. Shell for ANS. God damn, I can't protect my NCA.
United 93, that traffic for you is 1 o'clock, 12 miles eastbound, 370.
Negative contact, we're looking at United 93.
United 93, Cleveland, if you hear the center right then.
They got that bitch to knock. You put it to the out of all boats.
Tuesday.
Baby, you have to listen to me carefully. I'm on a plane that's been hijacked. I'm on the plane. I'm calling from the plane. I want to tell you I love you. Please tell my children that I love them very much. And I'm so sorry, babe. I hope to be able to see your face again, baby. I love you. Bye.
We're 56865. We have, I believe it is a Boeing 757. Can you see him up there, sir?
I'm concerned. It looks like he's rocking his wings.
Roger.
He's rocking back and forth.
We're 56865. I advise you stay away from that aircraft. Go north as fast as you can.
United 93. Have you got information on that yet?
Yeah, he's down.
He's down?
Yes.
When did he land?
He did not land.
Oh, he's down?
Yes, down? Somewhere up northeast of Camp David.
Honestly, I just wanted to let you know I love you, and I'm stuck in this building in New York. There's lots of smoke, and he just wanted you to know that I love you always.
Captain, the two ball first and right. Let me just see this in the glasses. We're not ready to die. It's getting bad.
No, say
I'm going to die.
Liv, say your prayers.
God.
We're going to think positive because you got to help each other get off the floor.
I'm
now.
Dying.
New type of war. That's what it is.
Now, what you've been listening to is a lot of the short conversations from the telephones on the planes and in the building and what people were actually going through that day, short of what the fire service was transmitting. That's another story for tomorrow morning. I'll have that those tapes then. But the fact of the matter is, and Frank, you heard all of that. What goes through your mind when you hear that?
Well, you know, having gone through that day, and I do believe that many in this country are forgetting the absolute horror of that day, and I do believe that there are a lot of younger people who fought for war on that day who have no idea how our country came together on that day, because we didn't identify as a certain gender or a race, or, you know, we identified as Americans because the people who wanted to kill us identified us as Americans. What goes through my head is the absolute helplessness that most people felt watching what was happening in New York, and the sheer selflessness of the people who ran in knowing that they would never come out, because they had to go do their duty to get inside to help as many people get out as possible. That is selflessness. Those are true American heroes, not people who take knees at sporting events, not politicians, not activists. Those are true heroes. When you could say, I know I'm going to die, but I have to go do something, and you run into the face of death, that's what a hero is. And if you would have asked any of them in the afterlife, boy, you're a hero, aren't you? They would say, no, ma'am, no, sir, I just did my job.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what goes through my mind. Well, besides all of the brothers, we used to have a parade in Chicago where we used to trade Chicago firefighters for New York firefighters for their parades, and every single one of the people that I knew who would come to Chicago perished that day.
Yeah.
I think of them, too.
Yeah, and it's a day that somebody knows somebody that was there in some form or fashion, and they were affected one way or the other, whether directly or indirectly. But the fact of the matter is that I remember all the American flags that were flown by sunrise or by sunset that night. American flags were everywhere, and they stayed that way for months afterwards. Well, Frank, I'm going to let you go, and I'll be talking to you on Monday. And thanks again for your support, and thanks again for everything that you do for America.
Well, thank you, Captain, and you stay low.
All right, thank you. That's Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Don't forget to go over there, check it out, see all the different things that he has to offer, and I'll be right back with more.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The science at the Cleveland Clinic reveals if you've had COVID-19, your immune system is just as strong against the virus as if you had the vaccine. President Biden on Thursday lectured Americans, demonized the unvaccinated, and took no questions from reporters.
I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated.
Biden on the campaign trail.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand it be mandatory.
The White House in July.
One that's not the role of the federal government.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi in late April.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
COVID confusion continues in America. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Roger D. Shulman, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Everglades Equipment Group. Now, there's four different stores around Florida, and everyone can hear me at those four different stores. I'm talking to you guys and gals right now that haven't been to an Everglades Equipment Group. Now, of course, you'll see the green tractors there. Yep, that's John Deere. They have everything from a push mower to self-propelled to a sit-down lawn and garden tractor with a 36-inch deck on it, maybe a 42-inch deck, if you will. Then they got the little bigger tractors that take the 60-inch decks and so on and so forth. Backhoes, got them too. Industrial pieces of equipment, got all of that too. But what they specialize in is reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Regardless of what you got, they'll give it a go and see if they can fix it for you. So, check them out today. Stop by your Everglades Equipment Group store. And also, if you got a little green thumb going for yourself there, well, you just might be able to find yourself some shrubs or some trees, or maybe you'll be able to find some potting soil, or maybe you'll be able to get some fertilizer or some other stuff there, and the utensils to be able to get on out there in the garden and do what you need to do, too. So they got something for everybody there. Stop by and check them out. Everglades Equipment Group. Remember, Everglades Equipment Group, the home of reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. All right. I'm going to do something right now that I've done customarily on the show. I'm going to do it again tomorrow morning on the weekend, on the September 11th broadcast of the Captain's America Third Watch Patriots Day broadcast. But I'm going to place a song that came out of that era 20 years ago. And everybody's going to remember this one. Here it goes.
American girls salute. We'll always recognize when we see your glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like a 4th of July. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. And Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking.
That is Toby Keith, and that song came out of September 11th, 2001, and that was what he did to inspire the country, and inspire the country he did. Now, you know, again, a little bit of a history lesson for you, because a lot of people on this day, I realize, don't quite understand what's going on. And for those of you that have been out in the streets around the country protesting for all the wrong reasons, I want you to understand something here. The September 11th attacks were precipitated in large part by somebody called Osama bin Laden. Now, he was the leader of the militant Islamic organization called Al-Qaeda. He held very naive beliefs about the United States in the run-up to the attacks because Abu Walid al-Masri, an Egyptian who was a bin Laden associate in Afghanistan in the 1980s and 90s, explained that in the years prior to the attacks, bin Laden believed and became personally convinced that America was weak. He believed that the United States was much weaker than some of those around him thought. As a matter of fact, Masri remembered, and as evidence, he referred to what happened to the United States in Beirut when the bombing of the Marine base led them to flee Lebanon, referring to the destruction of the Marine barracks there in 1983. Now, that killed 241 American servicemen, and bin Laden believed that at that time that the United States was a paper tiger. Well, they weren't then. They may be now to a certain degree based on what we see Joe Boy Baby Biden doing. We know he's not a leader. The military knows it. General Milley knows it, even though he's not exhibiting it. But we also know that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who, by the way, is
going through the motions of a preliminary evaluation for his trial down there at Gitmo. We know that KSM, which is what he's known as, who had spent his youth in Kuwait, who joined, of all things, the Muslim Brotherhood at age 16. Remember them? Still around, by the way. And then he went to the United States to attend college, receiving a degree from the North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University in 1986. After that, he traveled to Pakistan, then to Afghanistan to wage jihad against the Soviet Union, which had launched an invasion into Afghanistan in 1979. And the rest is history. We captured him. We captured him. Brought him back here to stand trial. Stand trial he will. And that's what's going on right now down there in Guantanamo. Now, not to be forgotten about either is all the people who have come down sick, some of whom are fighting right now for their lives. I mentioned this earlier, I'll mention it again. 2,750 people, that was the official death toll on September 11th, the incidents that happened. Since that time, officially, due to illnesses from the World Trade Center, due to illnesses from the Pentagon, 3,900 people have died since that time. Just about everybody that was there has something going on with themselves, whatever the case might happen to be. Some are smaller than others, but others are very sick, very ill, and won't be long for the world. And they, again, need to be counted as part of this death toll. To give you the gravity of the situation. And believe me, these people are planning on doing this again. When they get the opportunity, they're going to do it when we least expect it. The question is when, where, and how. Which is why I say to you again right now, you need to pay attention to your surroundings. If you see something, say something. It could save a lot of lives. Meanwhile, I'll be back with the sports quarterback himself, probably in a good mood because of the Buccaneers winning last night. That would be Mr. Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Here we go. This portion of the program is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Don't forget, you can call her 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Or get this one. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. All right, the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is here. Good morning, Mr. Quarterback.
Good morning, Captain, and remembering Steve. September 10th, everybody needs to never forget. Most hated day in American history was 20 years ago tomorrow.
I won't, and I won't let anybody around me forget it either.
Amen, Captain. Just want to thank all our firemen.
By the way, did you see the start of the football game last night when they honored the family of the fallen from the September?
Yes.
Yeah, that was great. That was great.
It was awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The flyover was awesome. Mm-hmm. It was a great ball game. You know, Tampa Bay holds on to beat the Dallas Cowboys on a 32nd yard field goal with just a couple seconds left in the game. And they win 31-29 for all the fans out there that couldn't stay up and watch, but they're up now. Great football game and, really, nice to see the start of the NFL season, get off on a high note. So that was nice. Bucks had one, bad news. Their quarterback, Murphy Bunting,
yep.
He's a very nice young man, Captain. He does a lot in the Tampa Bay community, and he dislocated his elbow, so hopefully that won't keep him out. That's going to be the difference for the Bay Buccaneers, for Pete. They brought everybody back this year, but injuries, you know, can hurt you, and you don't have your same team. It's hard to repeat in the National Football League. Now, last time it happened was over 15 years ago with Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. Yeah.
I heard something about Zach Prescott that every 2 weeks he has to have an MRI because of his shoulder.
Yeah. It's just he got a little bit of a, you know, soreness up there. He moved pretty well after cracking his ankle last year, Captain. That was a very severe ankle injury he had. And, kudos to the young man to come back and perform very well. It was a very exciting game, and he played excellent. And I wish him the best. He's a very nice young man. He does a lot in the Dallas community, helping out the youth. And that's what it's all about. That's what the sports is supposed to be, especially at this level with the money they're making, you know, give back. On another note, for the Pittsburgh Steelers fans, T.J. Watt, one of the best defenders in the National Football League, they finally agreed on a contract. So he'll be suited up Sunday against the Buffalo Bills, Captain, team that you're very fond of because you grew up in that neck of the woods. And they look good this year with Josh Allen.
Jack
and,
Kemp.
Stephon
Diggs. Remember Jack Kemp?
Kemp? Yes. Great quarterback and also an excellent representative for the in politics.
O.J. Simpson and Jim Braxton.
Yeah, Joe Ferguson. Don't forget him after Jack Kemp because Joe did a nice job up there, too. So, yeah, they had a great team. The electric company, they call them. And offensive line was fantastic.
Yep.
Very good stuff, Captain. Now, it should be a great NFL season. A lot going on. Playoffs and baseball will be here before we know it. You know, as soon as you get here, this last few weeks, couple dozen games left, and we're going to see who comes out on top.
And look who's playing baseball tomorrow night in New York, the Mets and the Yankees. That's so appropriate for September 11th.
You darn right it is, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
And, that is awesome, and it's always neat to see those two teams play. The Mets, they really had a shot to win the division this year, Captain, didn't come through, and it looked like the Yankees were going to run away with the division, and then the Rays just said, no, I don't think so. So Tampa Bay is really a really hotbed right now with the Bucks and the Lightning. If the Rays could get back to the World Series and win it, it'd be pretty unique to have all of your major franchises except for NBA holding up the championship trophy. So it should be interesting. NASCAR, you know, it's always fun to watch people
turn
doing that
go college fast.
Football. You got it, man. College football this weekend. Few good games. This early in the season, Captain, a lot of people know the college football, they play a couple, I call them preseason games in essence. And next week should be really when we get into the heart of the schedule in the SEC, ACC, Big Ten, out west, Pac-10. And we're going to see what happens. And I'm looking forward to some college football this weekend, but really next weekend to see really what the teams are going to shape up and how the national championship in college is going to gear out for everybody.
Well, everybody, all the doctors, you know, in D.C. and the CDC and all that, they're looking to see, well, we're going to see how many cases of coronavirus come out of this. Yeah, right. Sure.
Yeah. Well, I just hope we can get this under control and move on and get back to normalcy in this great country of ours and start remembering, you know, that our freedom is special. And you don't want to give that up. Too many people have fought and died for that. So let's keep on the right track. And as they say in sports, keep your eye on the ball. Okay. So I'm hoping and praying, Captain, with the whole audience that we move forward and do the right things for the right reasons here. So
don't hold your breath.
Well, Captain, we can't do this. I mean, sports, at least we're getting back to sports to realize that it is a different, venue to enjoy life and get away from what's happening around.
Well, they're gonna gripe and moan regardless of the circumstance. But anyway.
Yeah, that needs to stop too. Yeah. God bless you. I know my time is up. I will talk to you Monday. Everybody enjoy your weekend. Be safe and remember tomorrow. Thank you, service people and your firefighters and policemen when you see them tomorrow. God bless, Captain. Have a wonderful night.
All right, you got it. Patrick Hyland, the sports quarterback from the Sports Zone. You go over to Facebook, sign up, and follow them on Facebook, the Sports Zone page that's over there. All right, and here's what Patrick Hyland does during the week.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
Alrighty, and I got to remind you that the U.S. Constitution and the rule of law are under attack, and now's the time to rise up and protect our conservative ideals. Now, you can join me on Thursday, September 23rd at the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay to hear the Salem Radio Network's Mike Gallagher and Larry Elder, who could very easily show up here as a governor-elect of California, as they're also joined by our local hometown favorite from Fox Business Network, and that would be Rebecca Walser from Walser Wealth, as well as Alfredo Ortiz, who happens to be the president and CEO of the Job Creators Network. He'll be there at a panel. Bill Bunkley will be there as the moderator. And just before that discussion gets started, a special in-person address by our governor, Ron DeSantis, who will be up on the stage giving a 20-minute policy speech. I understand this is going to be attracting the national media amongst other folks. I would imagine it would, and we'll see what goes on there, because none of us know what he's going to talk about, but it's supposed to be a major speech from Tampa Bay, from our stage right there that night. Now, the VIP reception starts at 5:30, and it lasts an hour. Then the main event starts at 7 and goes till 9. You need to get your tickets right now because they're going quickly. And I don't know how many tickets are left, but if you don't order them here pretty quick over the next week or so, then you're going to be out of luck. And this is a big-time event. You're going to meet a lot of your friends there, a lot of like-minded people, might get a chance to say hello to the governor. I said might because I don't know how close they're going to let you to him. But you'll certainly get a chance to say hello to me, Bill Bunkley, and Mike Gallagher, Rebecca Walser, Larry Elder, Alfredo Ortiz. We'll all be accessible. So I will see you there the 23rd of September. Go to TampaBay.com. That's Tampa, the answer, TampaBay.com. The answer, TampaBay.com to get your tickets. All right. Another week of radio excellence. Boy, we have been busy all week long. I'll be back tonight with a special Patriots Day show. See you today for lunch over.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.